Hello, I am Steven Lewis. I have speech impediment since I was one. And I am starting my folk podcast that just talk about life in general. Now they're taking March Madness away from everyone, no more NBA. Even they're taking away schools because the flu is bigger than they thought last couple months. But I hear me out, Charlie. How does China blame us, but really China did it before we did? That messed up for me because I wake up, hear that they had 150 deaths or more with the constant flu, but really they blame us. Now they have over 150 more than anywhere. We are having 150 deaths. California will have 100, I believe, more than that. Nobody go in, nobody go out of California at all. That how they do it? I don't know where to say it from. But in Topeka, where we from, that even not bad. They not shutting school down, they are not doing nothing. My own job telling me I had to come in on the day like this. I look at it like, why? Because I woke with a cradle all day. We don't know what the cradle have, what the people have, or nothing, but they don't want to take care of it. Then I woke up a couple days ago and realized that, hey, we have no NBA, no March Madness, not even baseball or football or FLL, the football. Even that take care away of why. It take 14 days from last week to get us no more flu from whoever have it. But how do we know that person have the flu? That cousin flu? I don't even know who. How do they know? They took away nursing home, people going out. I understand people getting old, they can't handle it. Then in California, just a couple days ago, I heard, they blame a little girl came in with the flu, but she had bad heart at the same time. Was it the heart or was the flu did it? We don't know. Never will. I was just saying, look at Walmart. The government making it sound like we are needing toilet paper, bleach, hand sanitizer every day. Now, with Walmart, no toilet paper, maybe two jelly bleach left on the shelves, no hand sanitizer. That messed up for me and my family. I don't need none of that. I had toilet paper. I got all that good stuff about it. But basically, they make it sound like it's going to be worse than ever since the last 2 year election, the last show after that, the cow killing G's, the AIDS, all that crap. But how I look at it, I mean, it'd be me, my point of view. They did it every year. They tell us that this is so bad, we can't handle it. Then they try and say, oh yeah, we take care of it, we take care of it. Then it go backwards on us. Get blamed for it from China, Japan, North Korea, all of them. Because really, they blame us because they don't want to take the blame of, hey, look at us, we are so perfect. But really, they started the flu over there. And we had a cruise ship went over there with, 200,000 people from that day, last month, to go there, then come back. Mostly all the people went from China to us. Now in quarantine, last month, they should be getting ready to get out any time now. But really, you think about the time, how many people, how they keep getting shook. We don't know. Think about it. You put 500 people in a room with 500 beds. How many people still gonna get sick after that one get healthy? One go home. They still gonna get sick repeatedly because basically it built on that, what the world call you. You go in and you tell. You get sick, you go home. You get healthy, you come back. Then get tested and test and test. But for me, not worth it. I go to work every day. I have family. I got people around saying that. I don't know if they're going to do it or not. What they're going to do about it. Now they're going to put over 30 plus million dollars we have in government funds to keep this official lockdown and fix the crap. Can they? Will they? Hopefully. But the government news are fun because Trump took the Avada flu test. We're just waiting on to see if he even have it. And that's sure fun to know about. Crap. We all could have it. We don't know if we do. Because they took Mark Madness away. They took Dada E away. That nobody could go outside of the house anymore right now because the food going around. We don't know who have it, who don't have it. But if you look at what Dada does, runny nose, feeling shit, headache, basically the flu. But the real flu doesn't take care of the flu at all from it. Hello again. I did research on it more and more. The cause of the COVID flu symptoms are pretty high up there right now, look like. They got runny nose, shortened breath, shit. Basically, they're trying to tell her don't go outside and let them deal with it, but really, can they deal with it? Can they really deal with it? I don't know. Because you look around, you talk, you look at people wrong, and they freak out because they think you have it. And that cracked me up because I got a wife, I got two dogs. They love outside, my wife loves it too. But I don't want to be afraid of that because I can't go outside without people freaking out because they think we all have it. No, that ain't white. I'll paint you a picture because it always happened right before election time. It does it 24/7. Every year or every other year, we go through election, we vote. They don't want Trump in, or they don't want somebody else in. They will have to fight the something thing. 2 years ago, that was a flu. Excuse me. The bow flu. After that, the mad cow disease. If you look at the totally going order almost of how the freaking that happened. Like, and I tried to explain it, try to help look at it my way, but my way don't look correct either. I was young when I looked at, I might be when I went out. Shit. Am I, what, 25? And the Calgary project came out when I was little. I don't even remember that. The Beaufort came out 2015. And the coronavirus did came into from China. Originally from China. That is the key thing right there. We wake up and deal with that with a gas pressure going up. The toilet paper don't have enough. Walmart even can't keep up with it. Walmart selling all the toilet paper. The water they selling about 20 million packs. The bleach, the hand sanitizer, badly by the how it goes. Basically, you look, and I look, not even kind of work out. The government making a big deal out of it. It don't hurt your body, it attack your immune system. If you sick already, it will attack you. That's how the flu work, that's how it will work. But I am not saying that they will do all that good crap to it. I don't know. My wife and me got a flu shot this year. Before that rotavirus came out anywhere. That worked out. But if you don't have the money for it, you don't have the time, you don't have the resources to go get it, you will have to find a way to deal with that problem. That'd be me or nothing, guys. Sorry, but coronavirus is a touchy subject from the point of view of people. I wake up and worry about my family, my health, whole health, my dog's health, my family health, because basically it, if I can't go well, she can't go well, and we lose everything. We keep going and deal with our sickness, taking medicine, taking pills, normally people. And that was great. You have the money, you keep pushing it through it. But coronavirus say that it can't kill you, make you throw up blood, attack your lungs. If you don't take care of the flu fast enough, it won't. It do the same thing. It does it same way with both. Like the Utah Jazz, the NBA team, they all have did the test. They gave up most of all the money to help the Utah place to test them. Right now, no more madness till they tell you to come in and do it again. Shit. By next month, we probably won't have more madness. Football league won't be wound. Baseball game was short, but let's see if they even gonna start it yet. Problem is, almost summertime, what are we gonna do then? Or what are we gonna do now? Let's say. Because coronavirus can go in the air, go through the boat, go through dogs or cats, probably. Not for sure, don't hold me up to that. But I wake up looking at those like, oh, okay, summertime coming. We fix it now and save us, or we gonna SOL ourselves and not gonna do nothing. We had to stay inside till whenever when the thing go past. Point of view is, I gotta worry about my family. How we going to deal with this coronavirus from day one to the end? Everybody else thinking things same way. They went Walmart, bought 8 or 9 gallons of bleach. They bought 8 or 9 gallons of water. 8 or 9 things, hand sanitizer. They buying everything they can right now because they know if they don't pass sooner than later, they had to deal with the consequences of how to fight, how to keep it clean, how to do it. That's how I feel sometimes, because I look at it like that. Some people don't.